You're now listening to another episode of the 10-Man Podcast. And today, I'm giving you guys some Genshin Impact stuff, some news, right? We finally got some stuff today. Today, for me, is May 19th, 2022. And in-game, we just got the update from HoYoverse, all right? But before we get started, I'd like to thank everyone for, you know, always sticking with me, always hanging out and joining me for every episode. I'm starting a new chapter in my life where before I was an art supervisor for an art company, an art studio, and I've been doing it for the last decade. Today marks my last day working that profession. I am going to be moving forward as a locksmith, and the earning potential there is ridiculously high. So I'm going to be trying to give you guys more content as far as, you know, anime stuff and Genshin Impact stuff. But I am going to be, you know, a lot busier with my new job, my new career as a locksmith. So hopefully you guys still stick with me. Like I said, I'm not going to be abandoning any of my content. Like I said, I'm also doing, like, skits and, acting stuff on my other YouTube channel, Act Fresh Studio. And I'm also still doing stuff on When in Rome for Genshin Impact and, you know, my own personal content. As far as the 10-Man Podcast, there shouldn't be anything different. Obviously I'm still trying my best to upload at least once a month, maybe twice a month. If not, if I can get back to doing once a week, that'd be great for, you know, content, for, you know, entertainment for you guys, right? And just fun for me. I just in general enjoy doing these kind of things. Just for the masses, you know, just for hanging out, getting my thoughts out. You know, this is like a great way for like looking back on my life. Just kind of, it's like a video diary, or, you know, just kind of, obviously not a video, but the podcast diary, right? And you guys get to share and experience all this stuff too. Anyways, like I said, that out of the way, check out the 10-Man Podcast Facebook page, give a like there, check out my YouTube channel, When in Rome, and also check out my new YouTube channel, Act Fresh Studio, where I'll be doing more skits and comedy stuff there. Also doing lo-fi music, there as well. Let's get started. Like I said, HoYoverse gave us an in-game update for 2.7. And it's slated to start on May 31st, in a couple weeks now. So we finally get updates there. That being said, we should be still getting those, update, I guess, delay rewards, right? The 400 primos and like the one fragile resin, amongst other things, right? Like Mora and books and whatnot. That being said, 2.7, like I said, will start on May 31st, finally. But like I said, we should also still have, you know, the update rewards for the delay. Along with the, update, when the update comes out, that should also fix the whole Serenity Pot placement function. So we should be able to, move our characters or swap out characters, whatnot, for our Serenity Pot. So that'll be cool. I know I have a few level 10 friendships just locked in there for months now that I'd like to switch out and stuff. And as far as my roster, right, I only need to, I think, max friendship, like, 8 more characters from the whole roster, and I almost have every character in the game, aside from a couple 5-stars. That being said, let's get started on what news I have to give you. There's going to be a lot, so stay tuned, guys. With 2.7, the character banners, slated for the first part of 2.7, supposed to be the new Hydro 5-star bow character Yelan, right? And you know, a lot of information's already out on her. And I believe if I just talked about her again, she that you know, a bunch of information is just gonna be a repeat. I'm sorry, there you go. That being said, she is gonna be obviously, since she's a 5-star Hydro character, easily comparable to like Ayato Kamisato, right? Since he's a 5-star Hydro user that just or Hydro character that just came out. But she should still be pretty interesting. I think she scales off HP, so you know, all those HP percentages will finally be get to, you know, be useful, right? Alongside her on her banner, the 4-star characters that will be appearing will be Barbara, the Hydro Catalyst user, Yanfei, the Pyro Catalyst user, and Noelle, the Claymore Geo unit. And you know, they're all cool characters. I actually like Yanfei as a shielder, even as opposed to my DPS version, right? I use her as a shielder for Hu Tao, and just so I can get Hu Tao Kazuha Xing Qiu team, and you know, able to swirl the Pyro first and then let Hu Tao start doing damage, you know, right? Anyway, the first half of the 2.7 update is also going to be featuring the 5-star Animal Pole Arm character Zhao. And if you know anything about me, I'm a seasick Zhao main. And, you know, I love Zhao, but he's going to be appearing alongside Yelan. That being said, though, if he's appearing and dual bannering with Yelan, the new 5-star Hydro bow character, Zhao is probably going to be having a, you know, big part in the story, right? And so that'll be pretty cool. As far as the second half of the update for 2.7, we also have the new Electro 4-star character, the 4-star sword character, sorry. And her name will be Shinobu, right? Kuki Shinobu. And she's supposed to be released on June 21st on the second part of the 2.7 update. That being said, we have a little snippet of information for her here, along with her, you know, skills, constellations, and whatnot. But yeah, let's go ahead and get started on this. Shinobu is the deputy leader of the Arataki gang. That's Ito's gang. It's unclear what that means hierarchy-wise, though it's obviously some kind of role higher in the hierarchy. That means she likely has a familiar relationship with the leader of the gang, Arataki Ito. Also, with the gang's reputation in mind, she probably has some kind of quirky personality trait or situation that led her to be in this gang. Kujosara describes her as a talented person, which differs from her view on Arataki Ito. So even if Ito is technically her boss, she might have more of a level head. All right, so as far as that, we have some elemental skill information. Her elemental skill is called Sanctifying Ring. Create a grass ring of sanctification at the cost of part of her HP, dealing electro damage to nearby opponents. Follows the current active character around and deals electro damage to nearby opponents every 1.5 seconds, and restores HP of the active character based on Kuki Shinobu's max HP. The HP consumption from using the skill can only bring her to 20%. Okay, so seems like she's gonna be our first electro healer. So that'll be cool. Before I get started talking on my thoughts on her whole kit, let me go ahead and talk about her elemental burst. All right, it's called Goel Narukami Kariyama Rite. Stabs an evil exoriating excoriating blade into the ground. Is it exercising? Excoriating. Weird. Okay. Creating a barrier that cleanses the area of all that is foul, dealing continuous electro damage to opponents within its AoE based. Within its AoE. Based on Shinobu's max HP. So it sounds like a ring. A circle ring dealing damage that will deal damage based on her HP. Okay, yeah. That's cool. If Shinobu's HP is less than or equal to 50% when this skill is used, the barrier will last longer. Okay, so it's kind of like Hu Tao in the sense of if you have less health, it'll provide more benefit. Being in the barrier that's created, right? And so the most recent discussion around Shinobu's kit revolves around her role as a possibly competent electro healer. Obviously, we're going to have to see if she lives up to that hype. As far as my thoughts on that, I mean, it's going to be really cool for Taser teams finally, right? Because most Taser teams kind of have to, like, use... Like, they... You kind of want to use, you know, Sucrose as the Anemo instead of, like, a healer like Jean. But there's also, like, Beidou and Fischl who kind of get slated into there. And Xing Cho, right? But if you go the typical Taser team, Sucrose, Xing Cho, Fischl, and Beidou, right? Then you're left without a healer. And then, so that means Shinobu can actually really fit well in those kind of Taser teams that want to use Xing Cho. Obviously, nowadays, you have Kakomi that could run the Taser as a good, you know, not a good driver, but an okay driver, but obviously the Hydro part of that. But, you know, it's just going to be giving us a lot more flexibility for team building. And, you know, Abyss is always like... Well, most recent Abyss now have been like whether or not you understand, you know, shield breaking elements, right? But I think in 2.7, it's been rumored to be more of a DPS check, so that's gonna be pretty cool. That being said, let's go ahead and talk about Kuki Shinobu's constellation. All right, her constellation 1 to Cloister Compassion. Goel Narukami's right AoE is increased by 50%. So the burst's AoE is going to be increased. So that'll be cool for more damage, right? I guess. Doesn't say anything about it healing you. So I don't know if it has a healing element to it. So that'll be interesting to see. All right, Constellation 2. It's called To Forsake Fortune. Grass Ring of Sanctification's duration is increased by 3 seconds. So, that means her elemental skill for healing will actually be pretty significantly raised. I mean, 3 more seconds of healing is 2 more ticks, seemingly, right? So that'll be pretty good, and also dealing damage to opponents at the same time for a longer duration, not only healing. So that'll be cool. Obviously, level 3 is an upgrade to her skill. Well, it's usually 3 and 5 are usually skill and burst upgrades by level 3 by 3 levels, right? And level 3 specifically upgrades the Sanctifying Ring by 3 levels, so her elemental skill, like I said. Constellation 4, To Sever Ceiling. When the normal, charged, or plunging attacks of characters affected by Shinobu's skill hit opponents, a Thunder Grass mark will land on the opponent's position and deal AoE electro damage based on 9.7% of her max HP. This effect can occur once every 5 seconds. So just more additional damage, I guess more, off-field damage for her elemental skill. So I guess it just makes her a little bit more useful in your rotation. So she's just not a straight healer, kind of like Chi-Chi or Barbara, just kind of only applying the element and only healing really, right? Anyways, level 5, Constellation 5 to Cease Cordesus, increases the level of Elemental Burst by 3. And then finally, her level, Constellation 6 to Ward Weakness. I think it's obviously going to be her strongest constellation, but when Kuki Shinobu's HP drops to 25% or below, or when she takes lethal damage, Shinobu will not fall as a result of the damage sustained this time. She will gain 150 elemental mastery for 15 seconds. This effect will automatically activate when her HP reaches 1. This effect can be triggered every 60 seconds. I don't know what this means for support wise. I thought it was gonna be really helpful, but that does not seem like it's really good at all, actually. So that being said though, like it looks like her best constellation is actually gonna be C4, but I guess C1. C2 would probably be like the most usable, right? Like the most applicable as far as low spending. If you're only saving wishes, you might want to just stop at C2. If you're going for her cons, right? Just that's because you get the Narukami Kariyama rights AoE increased by. Basically, her burst circle increased by 50%, and then her grass, her elemental skill duration will be increased by 3 seconds, which is pretty huge, I think. I guess C4 though would really just kind of like unlock a lot more usefulness for team rotations. So I mean, C4, stop there, I guess, guys. I mean, if you have the means, I think you'll be really happier with her. In general, at C0, because just based on that, I don't think her kit's locked for healing or anything, and it's just more you get more usage out of her kit with at least C2, right? That being said, Kuki Ascension materials are obviously the purple stones, but she also uses it looks like. Those Ruin Guard, not Ruin Guard, but the PMA stuff, those mechanical machines, along with the Narukami seeds, or the weeds, sorry. She also uses those floating husk things, any of those floating monsters found in, I think, Sanganomia. As far as that, talent books, I don't know what talents she uses. Hopefully something in Inazuma. It's just a picture. There's not really like words following the picture. But yeah, that's all I have on Shinobu, Kuki Shinobu, the Electro 4-star sword wielder. I'm actually, she might be useful. I like her character design. I call her Green Hair Yoimiya though, because she basically has Yoimiya's hairstyle. She's just green and she's wearing a mask. But I th her character design is pretty cute. I like it. Little short jacket with the like half shirt type thing, mid drift. Anyways. Kuki Shinobu, that's what it is. That's what she got. And so far, I think that's all I have for 2.7. I'll give you guys another update as soon as we get more news on 2.7 right before it releases. Anyways, we got some character leaks for 2.8. These have been making the runs all across Genshin social media. And it's for the 4-star Anemo Catalyst character Shikanoin Haizo. Okay, Haizo works for the Tenryou Commission, the same place that employs Kujosara instead of working as military personnel, he investigates hard-to-crack cases as the commission's number one detective. He's known as a lively, cheerful character that's a bit unorthodox in his methods. His unruly nature clashes with Sara's more organized and rule-abiding one, and confuses the other Inazuman characters. Others apparently praise his intuition and reasoning as godlike. In the runs on the internets, it seems like this is going to be a game-changer character right here, because he's a catalyst user, right? But with the caveat of just using the catalyst as, like, infusing and summoning his elemental, like, you know, skill in terms of, like, his elements, right? His animo elements is basically summoned by his catalyst. But otherwise, he's a melee character using punches and kicks and stuff. So that's going to be really cool. Opening the gate and doors for, like, you know, new types of archetypes, weapon uses. Maybe, you know, we'll get, like, just like Child, who's, like, a sword user, a bow user who switches into using, like, a spear or a sword kind of thing. Like, this is, like, similar in the sense that we're going to get, you know, a catalyst user who doesn't just, you know, throw out magic spells, but he infuses his body to attack his opponents and stuff. So that'll be really cool. I already like Haizo based on his animation so far, his leaks. And he's just a really cool character in general. I mean, his design's pretty interesting. Just a little bit taller than Zhao. Zhao is still a short boy of the year and stuff. Anyway, let me go ahead and talk about his kit. His elemental skill is called Heartstopper Strike, based on leaks so far. I guess it could change, so all this is subject to change. But this is what we have so far found in a data mine, right? Making its rounds in Discords and whatnot, and like Facebook, Reddit, what have you, right? Twitter, blah, blah, blah. Okay, elemental skill, Heartstopper Strike. This seemingly ordinary straight, punch or kick, contains Haizo's desire for criminals to honestly confess and repent. Wields the swift winds to launch a Heartstopper Strike that deals animo damage. Charges energy to unleash an even stronger blow. So I guess the tap E just is a quicker attack. And the hold E charges energy to unleash an even stronger blow. He will obtain the declension effect while charging, which will increase the power of the Heartstopper Strike. When the skill button is released or the skill finishes charging, he will strike forward, dealing animo damage. Increases the power of the next Heartstopper Strike. Max 4 stacks. When you possess 4 declension stacks, the conviction effect will be produced, which will cause the next Heartstopper Strike to be even stronger and have a larger AoE. So the E skill seems pretty interesting. It looks like a Kamehameha from Dragon Ball Z. So I kind of like that. So this is a punch. Yeah, this is that punch, like Kamehameha looking thing, which is really cool. All right, now let me talk about Elemental Burst, which is the Wind Muster Kick. All right, a unique technique that gathers animo in one place before unleashing it all in one kick. Is always there in a pinch to land on some criminals fleeing back. Leaps into the air and uses Fudo-style vacuum slugger to explosively kick his opponent, dealing AoE animo damage. When vacuum slugger hits opponents affected by Hydro, Pyro, Cryo, or Electro, these opponents are afflicted with Windmuster Iris, which will explode after a moment and deal AoE damage of the corresponding aforementioned elemental type. Vacuum Slugger can afflict a maximum of 4 opponents with the Windmuster Iris. A single opponent cannot be under effect of the Windmuster Iris of different elements at the same time. So basically, once an element is fused, as per usual with Anemo, it can only be that one element being swirled and, you know, increasing damage. So that's pretty cool. And the leaks for him using this Windmaster kick, really cool. Obviously jumping up and basically like sending a projectile using a kick, though. So that's pretty cool. So I really like his animation and fighting style so far. Really cool in general. It's gonna be a really interesting gameplay. I'm actually excited for his character, for this character to come out. Pretty much like the first 4-star character I've actually been excited about using since the game's release, right? Anyways, let's go ahead and talk about a little bit more information for Haizo. We have his passives. Pre-existing guilt decreases sprinting stamina consumption for your own party members by 20%. Not stackable with passive talents that provide the exact same effects. Okay, that's fine. Paradoxical practice. When Shikanoin Haizo activates a swirl reaction while on the field, he will gain one declension stack for Heartstop for Strike. This effect can be triggered once every second. Oh, so maybe like his, if his autos are infused with Anemo just like Sucrose, that'll be huge for damage, and he'll be like a really good DPS in my mind. So I'm excited for using him on a national team. That'll be really cool. Hopefully that's just like his level six, like A4 ascension. I don't know. His final passive is Penetrative Reasoning. After Heartstopper Strike hits an opponent, increases all party members' elemental mastery by 80 for 10 seconds. Okay, so that's cool. So, you know, some EM passing, which is huge for obviously animal characters running the VV set. So that'll be pretty cool. Luckily, I don't think I'll have to farm VV. I have like 3-4 VV sets just sitting on like my Traveler, Gene, I think Sucrose, and then Zhao and Kazuha. So I have 5 sets of freaking VV and half of like 2 pieces for Zhao. So like I have all the VV sets right now. So luckily I won't have to do any farming for that. I'll just be able to use them day one. excuse me. Anyways, let's go ahead and talk about Haizo's constellations. At Constellation 1, named Juvenile Casebook. For 5 seconds after Haizo takes the field, his normal attack speed is increased by 15%. He also gains 1 declension stack for Heartstopper Strike. This effect can be triggered every 10 seconds. Dang. So basically, as soon as he hits the field, you can basically have 2 declension stacks for the Heartstopper Strike, like immediately after, you know, clicking E. And then, I mean, after you swirl again, you can have 3 pretty much in your first like 2 seconds of hitting the field with Haizo, maybe the first second. And that'll be pretty huge actually for DPS, right? So like his C1 kind of like unlocks a lot of damage for him. C2, Investigative Collection. When the Fudo-style vacuum slugger created by Windmaster Kick explodes, it will pull in nearby opponents. Okay, so create a vacuum of some sorts and maybe like Kazuha, like pull people into the center. Level 3 increases Heartstopper Strike by 3, so basically increases the elemental skill by 3. That's his Constellation 3. At Cotton 4, Tome of Lies, the first Windmaster Iris explosion and each Windmaster kick will regenerate 9 elemental energy for Haizo. Every subsequent explosion in that Windmaster kick will each regenerate an additional 1.5 energy for Haizo. One Windmaster kick can regenerate a total of 13.5 energy for Haizo. So basically, like, you're going to be having this dude on cooldown, his burst on cooldown, like, all the time. If I remember correctly, I saw that his energy cost for the burst is only 40. So this kit is going to be huge. I'm like really excited for his kit. Let me continue and finish off the cons. At con 5, increases the burst by 3, so that's cool. But con 6, curious case files. Each declension stack will increase the crit rate of Heartstopper Strike by 4%. And when Haizo possesses Conviction, this Heartstopper Strike's crit damage increased by 32%. So, based on the elemental skill, which is Heartstopper Strike, his crit rate for the skill will be increased by 4%. So, that being said, on the fourth stack, which is the max stack you can have, his crit rate for his E will be increased by 16%. Yeah. And then, and on top of that, the crit damage for that skill, strike, will be increased by 32%. So that's pretty big damage for the last hit of a C6 Haizo. Basically, he's gonna be really, really fun and really awesome. I think, just based on the animations, gameplay leaks, and just on his kit information right there. So I'm excited. As far as his ascension materials, he uses the green stones. He actually uses a Kabuto like beetle stuff, and looks like the like PMA cores and stuff, along with treasure hoarders and like insignias. So that's gonna be pretty easy for most of us who are late game, because we got thousands of those, right? So it's gonna be a pretty easy level up for most of us, right? Besides the green stones, because at this point, I don't know if anyone's like farming anymore. I know I'm not really farming boss materials anymore. I just kind of do it when I need, because you're able to swap stuff out with solvent and whatnot. Anyways, finally, yep, Haizo is just slightly taller than Zhao. He's gonna be pretty similar looking to Zhao in general, though, but I'm excited for Haizo. I guess he's only taller than Zhao because of his high top freaking like slippers, those like pegged sandals that the Asians wear. I'm Asian, so I feel like I can say the Asians. But anyway, I think that's all I have for you guys today. Definitely check out Act Fresh Studio for my new YouTube stuff. Check out the 10-man 10-man podcast Facebook page. Leave a like there. Let me know if there's any stuff you want me to like discuss, as far as anime or any top tens that you guys have, an idea of. I'll still do some top tens. And obviously game stuff, Genshin Impact stuff will be coming out of this channel. But that being said, hopefully you guys enjoyed this episode, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye. Now you're dealing with smooth operator. You're just a fixer with a whole lot of flavor.